A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Talk Your Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
And we are joined by two very special guests.
Aww.
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
We call very special.
We do lovely. Say that about everyone.
Oh.
All right, so it's ashes in your mouth.
So yeah, so you should probably say who you are just in case.
My name is Scott White.
And I'm Joe Merrick, fucking Joe.
We're going to carry on that onto this podcast.
Better known as Pitsocket Joe, Pitsocket Scott.
But we're here to really talk about our work as Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
I went to go pick up Scott and Joe because Stratford is confusing. And I just saw them in the distance. They were wearing like full-on like three-piece suits. And I genuinely for a moment thought, is this for the podcast?
Shit.
Yeah. We work hard. We play hard. Yeah.
It's very nice of you to dress this smartly just for us two.
We're getting changed into jeans later.
I bought a pair of jeans for the GMAs.
That's
the,
nice.
The jeans,
Emmys.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Can we start this again, sir? Do you want me to bad joke?
We're normally so all about the good jokes, so...
I don't know about that.
I have been listening. I'm not sure. No, I'm
I'm just some shade
It's
got darker in this room.
I'm really sorry.
Podcast off. We're meant to be nice to each other.
Just
one day.
We're not nominated in the same category, so we're fine.
We're not nominated.
No, we're not. We tried, but we didn't have enough episodes, apparently. Which is bullshit.
So we don't talk about games all that much.
Yeah. We were trying to pick episodes. We were like, fuck it, we'll just apply. And then we tried, which episodes do we talk about games on? Which one's that?
Oh my god.
That's the rubbish about the episode. What if you had made just one episode, but it was fucking amazing?
Yeah.
Actually helped people come back to life, but
yeah. Imagine you made the Citizen Kane of games podcasts. And you didn't get nominated.
Orson Welles, it's a hack. I only made one amazing film. Hack.
Yeah.
That is what I think of our podcast, like the Orson Welles of Games podcast.
Yeah, it's
so eventually you're going to be doing like a Transformers movie, because that's good.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
that was his last role, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. As
Unicron.
Was it Unicron? So I'm not a big Transformers person. Unicron, yeah.
I have no clue about Transformers. Yeah.
Why is it boys and big robots?
Well, no, in my defence, the last time I did watch the Transformers movie was when I was like 8 years old. So,
okay. And I watched it quite recently doing the dishes, so...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a lot of dishes to do, so...
What, so Transformers was the only option?
It wasn't the only option, but I was like, I only watched it as an adult. I'm not really... I mean, I like big robots, because...
I love big robots.
I'm not really into building them or... I just like the idea of big robots.
Yeah, my boyfriend does the Gundam thing, you know, where they build
Gundam.
Them.
The Gundam thing.
Right. So I always say, oh, is that the Optimus Primes that you're making there? And I just see his rage building.
I was making a Star Wars video today and I wanted to put the Star Trek music over it just to piss people off, but they would have just...
You should have put the E.T.
I really wanted to just do something really dumb.
It's like any John Williams thing.
Hello and welcome to Wars Trek.
Star War, the one where they fight in the space. And then everyone be like, get out.
Is that a spoiler? Sorry.
I didn't tell you whether they've won the Star War.
It's a bit of a weird war, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think about it, the only real big fight, I mean, big fight is like the one at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, the Hoth one. And then there's the bit at Endor. It never feels like skirmish.
Yeah.
Space fight.
Yeah.
That'll be better. I'd watch Space Fight.
Less epic, but still kind of.
We should talk about, because you guys are a games podcast and we occasionally do, what have you been playing? The classic one.
Have I played anything recently?
We both dipped our toe into the murky waters of Metal Gear Online. Because
you're pretty good.
You're pretty good.
That's all
we
do.
Yeah, that's all you do. No, I'm as always terrible at it, and I think that you can only really have fun when you're playing with your pals, really. Because I've got a thing with online games.
I struggle with online games.
See, I just don't play. I didn't even have PlayStation Plus until last week, and I thought I'll just get a month just to see how it
Which
pans
is embarrassing.
Out. Aye,
it's actually embarrassing when you say that.
And then, I didn't even get a PlayStation until like 2 weeks ago, so I think that's worse.
Can yeah, but you had like other things before the PlayStation. Like a Nintendo, didn't you?
I've never
a Nintendo.
You had a Nintendo.
Hey, you had a Nintendo, though, didn't you?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like
we have to play
on
Nintendos. I'm drinking the night.
That was just a little look into Joe's home life.
I still call it, every time, it doesn't matter what I play, whenever, like, Kim's watching the telly, Kim's my wife, by the way, whenever we're watching the telly, and I'm like, right, I'm going to play the PlayStation, but I'll play the Wii, or whatever, but I just say PlayStation as a catch-all term. For
Why?
The
that's
game.
Weird. That's weird.
Because when
I say, I'm going to play a game.
Because when
yeah.
I say,
yeah.
Because when I say, I'm going to play Dreamcast, she goes... What's that? So, you know...
We've been together now for, what, 7 years? Okay. I think she knows what a Dreamcast is.
I'm exaggerating a little bit. But, well, but we did have, right, we did have a moment the other week where... Because I've always said... Online games, you know, people play with headsets.
Yeah.
Right?
I've always said...
Right,
since I was younger.
And I've always said to Kim...
A family moment.
Right, I've always said to Kim... I've always said to him, if ever there's a day where Kim comes home and I'm sitting playing the PlayStation and I'm wearing...
All the way.
And I'm wearing a headset...
Yeah.
She's allowed to leave me. Because I'll be that embarrassed.
That's extreme.
Right. But the other day I broke that pledge and actually played Metal Gear with you with a headset. I'm glad I did it.
She
left the room anyway. But, yeah.
She turned the wings against you.
Yeah, she turned the wings against us.
Does this have a sad ending? Is
no,
this
no.
This?
It's,
is this podcast going to end with singles?
No, the happy ending was that it was actually quite good fun playing with a headset with you.
That's kind of fun. I just play songs down it. So, like, another day, our own podcast.
He plays embarrassing quotes of me speaking from videos just
the
embarrassing
best
me.
One so far was one of our like earliest, this is like we've been going now for 5 years, one of our earliest videos was a review of Sonic the Hedgehog 4 and we filmed it in like a play park in Bridge of Allen, which is near Stirling where we went to university. And Joe just starts out and then he's like, it goes along like one of those
zip slides
and comes along at the end, gets up and is like, fuck it, let's review Sonic 4.
And I thought, you know, that's quite a good
intro. Was that dead edgy?
Yeah,
that was
like, yeah.
Fuck it.
Proper.
Let's review Sonic 4. Yeah. And I just
what
kept
was the
playing
zip
it.
What's got to do with
nothing.
You know,
just,
I can't back remember.
That was just a cool intro.
I can't remember the context.
Back then, we were like,
okay, I've had an
we
idea
need to
for
film
a video.
Zip slide game reviews.
We pretty much
like,
have mined the whole area around where we both live. Every time we move, we're like, thank God we can film something different.
Yeah.
In a new locale.
Because
we only film in like a 5 minute radius of, like, I live near a big park in Glasgow, so we filmed 80% of our videos in a big park in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Or in a car park.
Glasgow Green, yeah.
Well, hey, you know who has the video experience, Holly? This person.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fun.
Yeah.
We could.
You should definitely.
That.
Should, so.
I've got a camera. We both got faces.
We do have faces, but I like podcasting so I can look like shit and no one knows.
You do look like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you don't. You look angelic.
Well, as you can see, we like to get dressed up for
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting next to people in a 3-piece suit here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got like your stripe in your hair. That's nice.
Yeah, I've got a bit of purple in my hair.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's kind of like dairy milk purple.
Yeah, like a fashion skunk.
That is what I went for.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, they do it on stage, so I can't see what I'm getting done. So they keep doing whatever the fuck. You know,
is it a competition?
No.
Is it like a race?
It's like
I've done it. It's all burnt. Your scalp's all burned.
I've got no hair by the end of it. Just crying.
I've won. What did I win?
Who's the cooking show? They've got to make an omelet as fast as possible.
Saturday Morning Kitchen.
Yeah.
Just like the hair equivalent of that.
Can we edit out that I know that it's called Saturday Morning Kitchen?
You knew that very quickly.
No. Sorry.
He watches it.
Right, I've been with my wife now for 9 years. I've watched a lot of cooking programs.
What are you saying? Are you saying you don't enjoy them? That's a lie.
I'm just saying it's something we both watch together.
there was a haunted look in your eye there.
Yeah.
I told you about the Barefoot Contessa.
What?
Do you know watch the Food Network?
No.
Yeah.
Barefoot Contessa.
I
need to get on that.
I didn't plug my.
I've
table.
Watched more hours of Guy Fieri on the TV than
Guy
David
Fieri.
Attenborough than Sir
yeah.
David Attenborough.
That's disgraceful.
It is, but Guy Fieri.
But yeah, basically, I couldn't see what they were doing to my hair,
yeah.
And so fuck knows. Like I thought at first, because I was like, oh, what colour is he going to do? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, shit.
Is it one of those things where like hair dye doesn't always look like the colour it's going to be? So well,
I can't even see that because I have to sit with my head like there so people in the audience can see how he's doing the hair because it's like a demonstration.
Yeah. Is it like Victorian surgery but on your hair?
Kind of.
That's cool.
A whole gallery
pretty much.
Silent
gentleman.
Pretty much like the Elephant Man. They just drag me out and then present me in front of a load of people on benches.
Also because of your face.
Yeah, also because of that. But
I don't like this podcast.
Have you seen it? See how she bullies me, everyone.
I know, but I do it to Joe, but I don't like seeing other people.
He does it to me all the time.
I treat Joe like a dog.
You've earned it, though.
What games have you been playing?
I played some of the Star Wars beta.
Oh, it was good.
It was good. Did you get to go Darth Vader? No, I'm terrible at these type of games. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely awful. There was one point, I wish I'd saved the clip, because I panic. I kind of panic and I just kind of shoot at anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing as the Empire, and then I saw Darth Vader come towards me, so I was shooting at him, and then I was like, no shit, I'm the Empire. So I panicked and like didn't stop shooting for some reason and moved and started shooting the AT-AT instead. So I was just shooting all my own things. And then I was sat there, and the people watching me were like, So basically, I can figure out I'd be terrible in war.
Yeah.
I'm not good in virtual war.
If there was a real space fight.
You
wouldn't want to
be
involved in a real space fight.
No.
To be fair, the Hoth battle's not in space, it's on a planet.
What planet's hanging?
If you fought on Earth, would you be like, whoa, Space War 3?
Depends how cool I wanted to make it sound. Let's be honest.
Fair enough.
What about you? What have you been playing? Been
playing Persona, as usual.
Enjoying it?
Which one?
4.
That's his favourite.
Is it the Vita one?
The Vita one.
Do you have a girlfriend in it?
No, because I can't decide because everyone keeps telling me different things.
I kind of accidentally dated all of them.
I did, and I ruined Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day went around, it was rubbish. I disappointed everyone.
Persona 4.
I didn't mean to, though. But also, you do get trophies. You do get trophies for doing it.
Just like real life.
I've not played Persona 4, but I've got Persona 3. And like,
what's
like,
talking about Persona?
No, but there's like, I've just peeled a bit off.
Oh yeah, sorry,
my elbows have just peeled a bit off.
The table falls apart, so if you hear kind of like scraping noises, it's just Joe taking my table apart.
It's ripping it apart. Like, what was I gonna say? I've not played Persona 4, but Persona 3. There's a girl in it. I'm pretty sure that I'm almost at the stage of okay, that's my girlfriend now. But she's not the one I'm after.
I'm almost at the stage.
She's not the one I'm after. So
triangular.
Yeah. I'm going to put my gift inside.
Yeah,
I'm going to give her my gift. Persona 4 is very good.
Yes,
it is very long. How far are you in it?
I started it. And Tamora and Lucy, who I work with, are also playing it. And now I'm further than them, and Lucy's been playing for 2 years.
Bloody hell.
So I'm 2 years in, or something. I don't know!
What has she been doing?
She's having a life.
I think it took me about 70 hours. Not in one sun. 70 hours.
Okay.
But that's quite, but I missed out probably quite.
I never finished it. Still haven't finished it.
They're very, very
intimidating. It's a big commitment.
It is a big one. Yeah. But there's something, I think because it's kind of based around having like a habit. It's like a habit. Like you have your school, you go home, you can have a wee job, you can fold paper in your bedroom because boys do that.
Nintendo's.
I'm always mad. I go home and play your PlayStation. Get out your Sega. Yeah. It's nice. It's kind of habit forming. I quite like that, the structure of it, and then like you start exploring into the Midnight Channel and doing stuff. I like it. Yeah. I think
that's why I went wrong. So I started playing it, and obviously it's quite a confusing game if you hadn't played any of the previous Personas. There's quite a lot to it, and then so I just didn't manage my time at all.
Yeah,
and kind of completely just like stuck myself where I wasn't leveled up enough to do it. Yeah, it was confusing.
What you want to do is put on easy.
Yeah, I wish I had actually. Yeah. I really wish I had stuck it on easy.
Tamor told me to, and I was like, okay. Oh no, I wasn't gonna do that anyway.
I was like, well, Tamor told me to, so I can do that.
Because it doesn't really
talk about habit forming and commitments. I'll be playing Animal Crossing again.
New Leaf, getting into it. Happy Home Designer.
Well, both. both. Happy Home Designer got me back into New Leaf.
I kind of wish you could connect the two.
Can you not?
No. See, I think, because what it basically feels like is they're going to have another Animal Crossing game coming out on the NX or whatever their new thing is, and they basically got a shitload of assets, wanted to keep hype going, were like, Happy Home Designer. And like, which, you know, isn't a bad thing. It's still a good game.
I've heard it's really good. I know who plays it, says it's really good fun.
I got asked, Nintendo sent me an email like, oh, is it okay if we use this quote of yours?
What did you say?
I said yes, but like I sat there for ages.
It's
like,
fucking magic.
Nintendo bold.
I like it. But like I sent ages, like, because the first time anyone's approached me to be like, can we use this quote in our promotional stuff? And I was like, obviously no one's going to pay attention to it. No one's going to care and be like, actually. But I like sat there panicking like, is this what I actually think about the game? And then just sat there, I was like, oh no. And I just said yes in the end. It was fine.
What, do you know what the quote was?
It's something ridiculously dull, because it was from a Sky News quote, so it's obviously just me talking, and I don't script them. So it's just me talking a load of shit, really. And so it's an incredibly fun game. Which is the shit.
That's lame.
How lame is
so,
that?
It'd be so good if it was, Happy Home Designer is a game for the Nintendo 3DS. Quotation mark.
So true. I was really worried that you were going to say they were using it for like Nintendo Girls Club, where
Girls
and it would be
Club.
Like, oh my god, Happy Home Designer is so cute.
What's Nintendo Girls
Club? Nintendo's Girls Club is basically, I thought they got rid of it.
I think they got rid of it and brought it back.
Is it the Lego Friends of Nintendo?
Pretty much. It's the kind of, because you can see what they're kind of going for, same with the Lego thing. It's like, oh, we want to be inclusive to girls.
Yeah,
and it's
like,
but
play games,
all you're doing is creating like, okay, so this is the girl part. So this bit must be the boy part. And like, all you're doing is doing,
and there's never anything like Nemesis. Fire Emblem. No. It's always like bloody Animal Crossing, which I love, obviously, but like saying to girls like, these are your games, we're gonna go play the series.
I remember
games.
It was the Nintendogs was the one that they were like, I think they like properly relaunched like Nintendo Girls Club. I was like, look at this dog, you can look at
that. I love Nintendogs, it was great.
I was slightly obsessed with Nintendogs.
Remember we played it, like, it was back when Edinburgh had an interactive digital festival. It was almost like, imagine Eurogamer but in a room this size.
Sorry, okay. I'm just choking on tea.
She's really upset about something.
Yes, no, carry on. Sorry.
So it's like a tiny little room, pretty much, with just new games. And it was like, did they have
a Twilight Princess?
Twilight Princess. And that was originally when Twilight Princess was due to come out the same year, and then they were like, no, we're delaying it to come out with the Wii. And we played Nintendogs like really early.
It was
really good. Yeah. And then none of us ever bought it.
I bought it.
Did you own Nintendogs?
No, I played it. I didn't actually.
I rented it, and I had it for ages. And I had all these little dogs and their little outfits. One of them was dressed like a hipster. It was great. And then I had to give it back. Imagine renting a dog.
How did it look like a hipster? Did it have a wee fixie bike, or whatever it's called?
It had a pinstripe trilby and glasses.
Had it taken the red pill?
It looked more stylish than that.
Right, okay.
Because it was a dog, not a gross.
What was its beliefs on flat earth?
Again,
it's an
dog.
Atheist by any chance.
Do dogs have a religion to be atheist?
Biscuits.
You said that was such conviction. I was like, what?
I never told you about biscuits.
Oh my god.
Right,
so it's not
we...
Jehovah's Witness, it's Biscuits Witness. It's different.
Witness. Okay. I saw you eating that wagon wheel earlier.
Anyway,
just
less about
yes.
games.
Right.
We've got a challenge for you.
We've got a very serious challenge, actually.
Oh,
and I need to go get our.
Oh,
props,
what are you doing? Props, yes!
Right, I like what I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh god, this stinks.
So
I should point out that there are 12 mini egg bites. They're meant to be mini Scotch eggs. Couldn't find them, so well.
Maybe they decided.
Why Scotch eggs? Scotch
eggs.
Sorry.
The official term for wee Scotch eggs is savoury eggs, isn't it?
Savoury eggs.
Eggs are savoury.
Wait till you have a sweet egg.
Do you not get sweet eggs down here? No, seriously, just not get them. So what do you get an egg? Cook it in iron brew.
Oh no, yeah, we've got that. We call that an abomination. That's different.
Oh, shade is all over the place.
They are properly stinkers. I just got a laugh at that.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, they are not good. So let's start the challenge, right?
Okay.
So it's all going to get a little bit serious now. So that's, coming on now.
Feel a bit apprehensive.
I've got the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music stuck in my head now,
that's
when they go to the second stage.
I've got the funeral march.
Right.
All good choices. So here's the setup, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, right. Mm-hmm.
So you might not know this, but when you come from Scotland down to the UK, you actually...
down to the UK.
Oh, shut up. You know what I mean. England.
Do you want to get Nicola Sturgeon's number?
Yeah. Get a phone right now.
When you come down from Scotland to England, if you stay for longer than a week, you have to take a visa exam. That is the case.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For true.
Now, you guys are only here for one night, but we thought just in case you try and sneak, is this country
stay over.
This is getting pretty heavy. Is this a controversy starting?
Just in case we try and find a job down here.
Okay.
We thought we would do a preemptive visa exam. Oh, right.
So what we've done is we've copied the actual visa exam, which is available on the internet at www.goawayscotland.com. Sorry, .co.uk.
Okay, sorry, .co.england. We're going to try and do this without causing an incident.
Better together than
all that.
Love to vote no.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you questions. For every question you get wrong, as is the case with the visa exam, you have to eat a savoury egg.
But you don't eat it, you have to put it in your mouth and answer, keep answering the questions with an egg in your mouth.
Oh no, right.
Yeah,
oh.
Okay.
This is how we prove it.
And the more
English
questions you get wrong, obviously, the more eggs are in your mouth.
I mean...
Are you ready?
I'm not, the thing is, right, just, I'm not worried about me here, I'm worried about you, because I know I can
fit a few,
I can fit, you've got a wee mouth. I've got...
There are quite
a few
questions.
Eggs in my mouth, so.
Right, okay.
Right, here we go.
Let's
see
right, okay.
Serious faces!
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm, yes.
Welcome to the visa exam, gentlemen.
Alright.
Holly, can you make a note of that, please? Thank you very much. Question number one. You find a 50 pence piece on the floor. What should you do? Is the answer A, turn it into the police? B, keep it? C, kiss the Queen's face reverently? Or D, deep fry it?
Okay, if I was in Scotland, you would definitely deep fry it. Mm. I think in England, if you rub the Queen's nose, you don't get a wish or something. Is that...
but the wish never works the way you want. It's a monkey's paw situation.
Okay.
Right.
It's either police or keep it. I know that I would probably keep it, but I know what I should do.
Are we allowed to? Have we got to be unanimous, or can we have different?
Yes. Oh yeah.
There's such intense looks going on.
Answer this one. And if I get it wrong, you put the thing in your mouth.
No,
and
hey, whoa.
Vice versa.
The egg, that is.
All right, okay.
No, right, answer this. If I get this wrong, you give me a... What? I'm going to go with kiss the Queen's face.
Interesting. Make a note. Well done, gentlemen. Moving on to question two. How do you pronounce the following phrase? Purple curly whirly murder alarm.
Purple curly whirly murder alarm.
Purple curly whirly murder alarm. That sounds like Paul McCartney.
What?
Paul McCartney.
I don't think you're taking this test seriously. Okay. One egg, if you would.
Oh. An egg in each mouth.
Oh, in each mouth? In both of my mouths?
Oh. See, and remember, don't swallow it.
I can feel my gag reflex.
You're chewing it!
Stop
keeping your mouth, Joe, is like, I'm not, I need another sorry. Sorry, I've eaten that one.
I'm not through it.
Get a good chew.
I'm just trying to get it into my cheek. Oh, trying to find a comfortable position for it, you know. Your face is...
Okay, question number three. Mm-hmm. When you wake up, what is the first thing you see? Is it A, the framed picture of Queen Elizabeth II I have on my nightstand? B, my alarm clock? C, last night's half-finished whiskey? Or D, last night's finished whiskey?
That's a trick question there.
Yeah.
Because whiskey, that's speaking to you as a Scotchman.
Yeah, before we started recording, Scott did say tonight, he was like, oh, I might have some whiskey, but the whiskey's never as good down here.
Fucking snow.
Right, well.
Make a note, Holly, okay. Make a note.
I have to picture the Queen.
So well, that's actually what I do have.
Picture the Queen. Yep.
Very well done.
Wait,
no eggs this time.
Because I'm at egg capacity.
One egg.
Point egg.
What's wrong with you?
There's no space. It's like a cool handling situation coming up. How many eggs can you eat in a minute?
Question number four. Someone has just stood on your toe on the 9:45 to Birmingham New Street. What do you say? Do you say, A, I do declare thou art a bother and strife. B, nothing. Gosh, I'll just bottle it up. C, I, you piss weasel, fuck right off. D, nothing. I'll just kick them in the nuts.
Yeah, it's just your answer. It's just yours.
I would say nothing. I'd bottle it up so deep inside until I go falling down Michael Douglas.
That's very interesting. Extra information.
Oh God, this is like, I can actually feel it collapsing into like a pancake shape in my mouth.
I can feel the breadcrumbs soak into my cheeks.
Is this going to give me a cavity?
Yeah. You know when the dentist puts like, you know when you're getting like the foam things put in your mouth to stop your teeth?
That's not foam.
You know the little things, it doesn't matter. The spacers before they works in your teeth.
Question number five. What are the correct condiments to use on fish and chips?
Oh, this is a...
Is it A, salt and vinegar? B, salt and brown sauce mixed with vinegar? C, just wrap them up and chuck the bag into the fryer again for good measure? Or D, can I say deep fried again? Does that count as a condiment?
Salt. I only put mayonnaise on things, so I don't know what's in it.
Salt and vinegar.
Correct.
Whoa, yes.
So I will say the batter one was probably okay as well.
We would have accepted deep fried.
Because in Newcastle I used to get batter as a side.
And that's barely English enough to count.
See, I was...
Whoa. Oh, God.
Batter on the... You just get batter. What do you
mean? It's just batter on the side.
But what do you put in?
It's just, you know, bits of flour and shit, and you put it in the thing, it's batter, there you go, stick it on the side.
And did they advertise this, or did you just say, oh, can I get some batter, please, and they just gave it to
you? No, they just
batter shavings at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You do that at some chippies, eh?
Batter shaving. That does not
sound... I thought that's what you call them, but...
It's... No, you see, Joe knows what I mean. In the north, we do things
Joe's
differently.
Joe's a degenerate.
Well, making out of that
Do you enjoying this scotch egg in his mouth? He's salivating.
So glad I can't really want to eat it.
Mine is getting crushed.
I think there's a puncture on the eggs coming out in my mouth.
Your next question, gentlemen, if you would stop being frivolous for a second. Sorry. What is the proper response when an Englishman rejects your Scottish £20 note? Is it A, apologise profusely? B, stab the fucker. C, let him know that it's legal tender. Or D, is it bad to deep fry a human?
Well, it is legal tender though. It is. It's sterling. It's pound sterling.
I think we got our answer.
I think we've got an answer. Interesting. One more egg. Oh, egg.
No. Egg in the mouth.
Come on.
You can do this.
You were doing so.
Oh, we should have recorded this.
The
what
insertion
were we thinking?
Procedure is...
Oh,
it makes me wish we used photos for our actual podcast.
I actually can't
fully
close my mouth. There's like breadcrumbs coming out of my mouth.
I know, I've got to feel like every time I speak, there's crumbs.
I've never done another podcast again.
Oh no, no more competition.
The competition for us is... We'll look at that GMA there, so.
Next question, gentlemen. The Avengers is A, a comic, B, a beloved British television show starring Patrick or C, a movie which they have ever made, so they shouldn't. That's a direct quote there from someone.
Yep.
In the room, apparently.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
I'm a big John Steed, an NRP fan, so I'm going to go with that. Why not?
Which
one?
The B.
That was B.
The one with Sean Connery in it?
Fuck you.
Oh, that film.
What the hell are you talking about?
He was the bad in the ring.
No, he was like the... No. Right.
He was the bad in the ring.
In the movie version with Ray Fiennes, but we're talking about... The TV version.
I was making a joke.
Well, no one thought it was funny. No one in the whole of this country laughed.
Yeah. I'll just eat my eggs.
Don't you dare eat those eggs.
I think I'm going to laugh because they want to escape.
Was that your... Yes. That is good, the correct answer.
It's like the end of Akira in my mouth right now. It's like, you know, the bit of like blob and some egg in my mouth.
Penultimate question.
Oh, thank God.
You have the chance to gain 1 million YouTube subscribers, but in order to do so,
but
you
just
must...
sign up.
I haven't talked the condition. You must bend the knee to Her Majesty the Queen in a televised ceremony. Do you... A, do it. We can always recant later. B, do it, for we find no shame in our loyalty to the crown.
Whoa.
C, don't do it. She can stick her subscribers up her ass. D, don't do it, but write a secret letter of apology to the Prime Minister.
Don't know. I mean, is it any worse than eating dinner at the same table as one of the guys for Yogscast? Really?
Ooh. This is getting controversial.
I would bend the knee.
Right, yeah,
but I would like the Queen Roger me if it gave us 10 more subscribers.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll let Her Majesty know about that.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Aye, we'll bend the knee.
She might be up for it. Okay, well, we'll go for correct. The Rogering was possibly too much information, but Her Majesty...
Let her know.
I'll send an email.
And our final question. When 10 billion yen go missing, do you... A... go back into the crime world and locate the money with the help of a mysterious girl. B, can I spit all these Scotch eggs out now, please? Or C, I don't understand your foreign currencies. Do you take the pound sterling?
My Scotch eggs leaking.
I can see it. So. You know, actually, I'm glad it's not proper full-size Scotch eggs. Imagine it was. You'd die.
Right, well... So answer number one for me.
Answer number one for me too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And be damned the consequence.
I know.
Egg it.
Last egg.
Fucking. But you can eat them because that was the last question.
I think we've killed Bitsocket. Bitsocket Scott has had to spit out the eggs. Oh. Would you like some water?
Squire, you don't want to twist. Eat up.
Shall I get you some water?
Yes, please.
I'd be more offended if these were from England, but they're not, so it's okay. Congratulations for only getting three wrong.
I think they're quite good. I'm finishing them.
Yeah?
Right, they're quite good.
With only a slight tear in your eye.
That was good. Are we allowed to stay then in England, or is that...
Well,
there we go. There's water.
It wasn't official. It wasn't an official visa test, so yeah. Right. I guess you
can stay.
But we will be monitoring those eggs. They do have tracking chips in them.
Oh, yeah,
great.
That's what they're for. That's the whole point of the egg.
Right.
Well, that was
I was like, Kate gave me the. We should.
That's so good. That was great.
We should thank our advisors.
Yeah,
our Scottish advisors.
We had help from Chris Scullion and Jim. Who are both Scottish.
Well,
thank you both.
Thank you, Chris and Jim. Thank you, Chris and Jim. We'll make sure you get what's coming to you.
We will never forget.
I should point out that this is not as bad as the time that Kate blindfolded me and fed me baby food on the podcast.
Yeah, you nearly threw up. That was good.
Was it like sweet baby food or savoury baby food?
Both. There were three courses.
Was it a savoury egg and a sweet egg?
Because the fruit baby food is pretty good.
That's alright, it's just food.
But also, it was called like grandpa's roast beef.
There was like grandma's roast dinner and grandpa's roast dinner. And grandpa has disgusting roast dinner.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. They were all really bad.
Some of your grandpa's getting your roast dinner already. Grandpa.
you can get really posh baby food now though.
You can get really posh grandpa's roast dinner.
Aye, you can join Lewis.
Is that sweet potato, grandpa?
Aye. Sweet potato. Is that the poshest thing you can think of?
Aye, what?
Kale on it.
Kale.
Right, shall we do questions?
Yes.
Shall we do some questions?
Yes.
And then you'll have to listen to Bitsocket Podcast to hear our contributions to their podcast.
Hey.
Joe, get the buttered sausage in the back. We have 15 types of haggis.
Okay, questions up.
Okay, ooh, we got quite a lot actually.
Yay!
Okay,
are they
right.
Just left over from last week?
No, these are all new questions.
Are we allowed to answer the questions as well, or is this?
Yeah,
we're
all going to answer. Well, we said we had a mystery guest.
Oh, right, a mystery guest.
Yeah.
What a letdown that's going to be. Who?
Okay, so
what?
James E. Marshall asks, if you could sue any child, what would you sue? Who would you sue, and for what
Exactly. Okay, so this is in relation to the lady who sued like her 8-year-old nephew for hugging her too hard.
We still
after
know,
his
so
mum died.
Is that 4 years scot-free?
That's true. I would sue a child.
A child.
Who don't I like? There's so many.
Who counts as a child? What's like under 18? Who's under 18 that we know? That has money.
Yes, because that's what you want. You want a rich child. Get their money.
Mm.
Because what's a child?
How many royal babies are there now?
Two.
So could I sue the second one because I was more invested in the first one? So I'm like, I'm bothered by the second one. It bothers me.
I don't think you're really keeping up appearances. Like, the first one set a standard and you just come in.
You could say it's emotional distress.
Was it a wee boy or a wee girl? I can't even remember.
It was a girl. Princess Charlotte.
Oh, I remember.
Shit, I don't care about the royal family. God.
Okay, we've got a question.
I'm glad we didn't know, because we wouldn't be allowed back up to Scotland if we knew.
That's the trick question that we've got.
At least half of our country is very invested in the royal family.
Yeah.
And marches.
I have a question from Aldar Jim, who I think may have known who was going to be on the podcast.
No, I didn't tell him.
Two questions. One. Isn't it sad that Shenmue 3 is destined to be a shameful, steaming heap of shit on Shenmue's legacy?
I'll just see myself out.
Question 2. Folk who talk nothing but shite about nonsense like Yakuza, what's the deal with them? I should say, Scott and Joe had an article on Vice go up today about Yakuza.
Yeah.
Well, you wrote it together.
Yeah, we wrote it together.
It was an interesting experience, actually, because we came up with a plan and then we'd kind of send it to each other and be like, I'll add a bit, you add a bit, and it was great. Yeah. Then I deleted all his bits. And
me and Kate are planning. We're writing something together soon,
eventually.
And at some point. And we decided we're going to try and write it like a Google chat.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea if that will translate.
I've seen stuff like that before. They're quite good too.
We did it on O&M for the Mario Kart review. We were just like typing this Google Doc at the same time.
But then the thing was annoying because I had to find something about Yakuza because there was that 10 billion question. Mm-hmm. And then Yakuza's fucking impossible to understand if you have not played it. So I was literally just looking on the Wikipedias, and if only you had released that article a day before, I would have been fine.
In Groundhog Day fashion, when we do this again, when the day repeats itself as it will internally until end of time, you'll have that there. You'll have that there. This is the fourth time we've done this.
Jenny Penny asks, do you think Ian killed any of his hostages but because he lost Bake Off?
He had hostages? I thought he was just a serial killer.
I don't think he plans hostages. I think he just kills.
Are you aware of Ian's
serial killer?
We actually do bake off nights where we'll go round each other's houses.
Yes,
and we sometimes bake and watch Bake Off.
Yeah. You made a very nice, what was it? In fact, no, last year you made the cheesecake with the biscuit.
It was a fruit tart last year. This year it was something chocolatey, like a chocolate tort.
Me and Kim, when you came into ours, we just bought some cakes from Marcus Bitzel. It's very nice.
I'm just going to move these eggs.
They're also oddly tempting me as well.
I want to get one. I don't want it.
It's not delight. It's egg, it's pork, it's breadcrumbs. It's fried.
It's not fried.
It's fried after the breadcrumbs go in.
I'm in a minority
here. I quite liked Ian.
What? How did you like Ian?
I thought he was alright.
That's how he gets you into his house. Kills you with an axe.
I think it's because usually, and this is a very British thing, that we're more supportive of people who aren't incredibly confident. And I think Ian just was a bit more confident than those. I think that made him seem
also,
so different.
It did annoy me when, at the end, I couldn't stop giggling because there was a point he was like, I wrote in my journal today that it would be a big event. I'm like, I hate you so much, Ian.
Oh. I think it's just, we're not supportive of people who we perceive to be upper class.
We always want the underdogs.
Yeah, I think
Nadia was my favourite.
Nadia was my favourite.
I think the right person won. If Nadia or Tamal won, I would have been happy because I like Tamal as well. I like them all, but Nadia's,
I think Nadia showed the most amount of growth.
Yeah. And also, her bakes were all perfect on the final.
She's so cute.
And she's got some set eyebrows.
I wish though Tamal. I wish they'd taken more shots of Tamal injecting things though. Every so often they show Tamal just injecting these cakes with stuff. And I just love the idea that that's Tamal's thing. It's like,
he's
a
doctor.
My anesthesiologist. So.
This isn't work. Oh, I put insulin in the donuts. Shit.
Did they make donuts?
I don't think so.
Donut week. Donuts. Boy, make donuts.
Save it, donuts. All right, sweet donuts.
Technical challenge, donuts. Churro.
OK, Okay, Phil Walters asks, there's rumours that Twilight Princess H, there's going to be a Twilight Princess HD. Mm-hmm. Since Wind Waker HD had some improvements, what changes would you make to Twilight Princess? Now, I am a staunch defender of Twilight Princess.
I thought of you when I saw the story earlier,
I was pleased.
I never completed it or got past the first hour.
Okay,
Sorry.
To be fair, it is an incredibly slow game. The start is...
Did you catch the fish? That's the sticking point for a lot of people. Fucking fish.
My friend,
that's
a
weird thing.
I had to go around to my friend's house, who lived like 10 miles away.
To catch
the fish for them so they can play the game. That's friendship.
Have they said? Is it
that's
going
the
to be...
change there. That's what I would change. Get out of the fish bit.
Fish, yeah.
Is it going to be the, like, I know it's a rumour, is it going to be the GameCube version HD'd or the Wii version? Because the Wii version's reversed.
I would like it if you could. Because
they reversed the Wii one, because the majority of people are right handed, so they made Link right handed.
Yeah.
Whereas usually Link's left handed.
I hope you can choose, because I'm a left
handed. I remember, because you had Twilight Princess on the GameCube before I got the Wii version. I can sat and watched you play, and then when I played it, I was like, oh fuck, I'm turning the wrong way. I was kind of like, I know where I'm going. Also, I mean, the big thing would be removing fucking the daft motion controls for it, because there was weird, because it wasn't one-to-one motion, it was just you waggled and then you just did a
but
piece
even
of
then,
it.
I personally, I didn't get on with the one-to-one motion, or kind of with the Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I found those battles really hard.
I just like,
oh,
so annoying.
So good. And I was like,
Not a Skyward Sword.
You've probably not seen our Bit Soccer video, top five things that people got wrong about Skyward Sword.
In your opinion,
the motion controls.
Okay. I think the one-to-one controls are less intuitive, so I find it.
Next question, Holly. Let's not get into this.
Next question. But yes, Twilight Princess.
Just talking about content.
I would some of the bosses, because it has some of the best temples out of any Zelda game. I would argue.
Okay.
Twilight
Princess.
Yeah. The Yeti Mansion.
I haven't played it.
Well, that's brilliant. It's the only.
Oh god, the Yeti Mansion was so.
You could say nonsense to me, and I'd be like, yes.
It is the only Zelda temple where
Sex
it's actually.
Sex dungeon's really good.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, I actually haven't. I didn't realise I was in a dungeon before. Yeah. I was like, oh shit! And then usually, like, they try to do that with Skyward Sword, but they didn't get there.
I think. Because I was watching my wife play Wind Waker last night. They did that a couple of times. Like when you go back to the Forbidden Fortress the second time, it doesn't feel like a temple, but it is. It's such a good game.
So good. Okay, right, we have another gaming blog asks, Kate, how do I make rainbow cake?
Hello.
Quickly.
I have a blog where you can find it. I'll put a link in somewhere.
Cool. Spook Summer Slays.
That's a good answer.
What are some tasty and healthy meals to cook without an oven? I have the rest, hob, microwave, even a mortar and pestle.
Wait, what?
That's not a fun clue.
healthy food? Stuff, right. Go for it.
That's
you can do a fresh garden pasta, which you get broccoli, things like what do you call it? What's the wee green beans, onions, peppers, and things like that. And you just kind of put it in the pan, boil it all, and then you just add you drain it and add just some light cream cheese with some pasta.
Nice.
Just a nice
do that.
Fresh
there we go. Bit socket cooking tips.
Bung it all in a blender and just drink it.
Just deep fry it and then salute Snort the salt tire.
Anyway,
sing.
By the way, I'm sensing how minging my breath is right now, so I'm going to have some chewing gum. Two bits.
Okay, Joe Scrabbles asked, if you could make human screams sound like any other noise, what noise would you choose?
He's obsessed with screams.
Human screams.
Human screams.
It's like his favourite thing.
Well, they freak me out, as they should, as they're meant to. I think I would change them into
little tiny puppy barks.
A van reversing. Beep.
Help, my house in
fire.
Horror
I think
films would be adorable.
I have some kind of like operatic singing.
Yeah. So their mouth is still opening, but different noises
it's
coming
still,
out.
Exactly, it's still the movement, still
like
loud.
I like
but
that.
But it's just singing.
How about the song Little Spanish Flea?
That'll kill all the tension. I like that.
Spook Summer Slays asks, I can't say that, not of my sight
Spook
list.
Spook Summer Slays!
What was that Netflix show about Chinese ladies? It sounded like something I would be into, but it needs slightly more convincing. This is Empresses in the Palace,
it's
which
the
is
best.
A Netflix show that Kate got me on, which is. Kate, try and explain Empresses in the Palace.
Okay, so basically, you know, in like 16th century China, when they had harems of lovely Chinese ladies, it's that. Following the Chinese ladies in a sort of Gossip Girl style, because they're all bitches. To each other.
Do they say North of the Scrolls? Like XOX?
No,
I don't. I've never
seen
Gossip Girl.
Have you
ever
seen Gossip Girl?
Which one's
Gossip Girl?
Which one's Gossip Girl?
It's the one with the XOXO Gossip Girl.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
Just say North of the Scrolls.
But they can't read or write because they're women. So, moving
fair
on. In the 16th century,
One of them can. She's a...
Oh, and that's exciting, and someone makes her do it in the dark.
Oh, she's a bitch!
Oh, it's, like, it's a drama. I thought it was a documentary. It's a drama.
Oh, yeah, it's a drama. Okay, people die, get pregnant, and or in like in the space of like 2 minutes.
Because
it's, amazing.
It's 76 episodes condensed down into 9 hours.
Mm.
So
it makes no sense.
Yeah. But someone's so just like, I lost my baby! And you're like, what baby? When was there a baby?
Yeah.
What's happening? And then they keep like drinking soup and giving each other meaningful looks because the soup is probably poison. And then they'll drop cats in front of it.
Oh yeah, there's a bit, right? I was watching
in front
it.
Of the soup?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bit.
You don't do that.
We don't know what this means. It must mean something. Well, at the very beginning, they just like throw a cat at someone's feet and they're all like, oh.
And the cat runs away and they're like, interesting.
They're like, the cat ran away. And we're just like, I have no idea.
Cats in China must be really
pissed off.
Is
this in UK Netflix or
it is?
Yes.
So was it originally a Chinese series that's been condensed for that's amazing.
Idiot UK audience.
It's really good.
Okay,
Spook Summersways is asking another question. He was on it. Is there any single Sonic game which is better than any single Mario game?
Sonic Adventure 2. Which is better than most Mario
Is that
games.
The one with the Child Garden?
Yes.
Oh, I love the Child Garden.
I liked it. You know my history with Sonic Adventure 2. You,
fuck it.
Fuck it, let's review Sonic 2.
Someone answered this question on Twitter saying, One Punch Breen says, Sonic 2 is better than Mario Bros. 2, so there you go.
Mario sucks. All Sonic games are slightly better than Mario.
Whoa.
Apart from Paper Mario and Mario Galaxy.
What's the worst Mario game?
Maybe
one of the more recent Mario Party games, maybe. They're not. Well, they're not the worst,
but right. If we're talking the mainline Mario. I've just got my blood breadcrumbs all over there. Still coming up my mouth. I don't know. Sonic 2 and 3 are better than some of the most of the Mario games, I'd say.
Most? Whoa.
That's a bold statement.
I just heard Shigeru Miyamoto fall down.
Mario Bros. 2. Oh.
Exactly, that's what you've just done.
Mario Sunshine, I know you like it.
Oh no, that's good. That's
it's good, but
I love Mario Sunshine.
I know it's good, but it's not as good as Sonic, I don't think.
I know, you're wrong.
You're so wrong.
Okay,
Sonic sucks.
Oh, you've changed sides quickly.
Sonic Adventure 2 is a great game. Most other Sonic games suck. I was just saying that to be controversial, I'm sorry.
Everyone likes Shadow.
Everyone loves Shadow.
I like when Shadow had guns because that made him really cool.
He's so hot.
Back at uni, Scott worked at Blockbuster. We went through a stage of we would rent a good game and a shit game, and we weren't allowed to play the good game until we played the shit game enough. So obviously, Shadow the Hedgehog was our shit game 1 week. Yep.
It was like a really painful upbringing or something.
Well, no, it's just we thought it was fun. We thought it was fun.
I'll give Joe a treat once he does something bad first.
So it was Shadow, I think it was Shadow the Hedgehog and Shadow the Colossus, wasn't it? So we played Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. 1 week was the first Genji.
Oh, first Genji.
First Genji's amazing. Nobody likes it.
Moving on.
Anyway. I think that's all my questions.
I think that's us pretty much wrapped on. You should say, okay, right, you should follow us on Twitter. We're Toku_podcast. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not To Draw.
And we're at BitSocket.
We have personal accounts, but we don't
use them.
Yeah, the confusing, because we started, I mean, I'm confused because we have a, not BitSocket, we have a Toku Twitter account.
We'll start a BitSocket account. Hilarious.
Please don't, it'll get way more followers. Please don't.
They want a GMA.
Okay, we're definitely going to have to do it now. But yeah. And I still get that wrong, so I don't know how the two of you share.
Yeah, when we're talking to you and one of you replies and we're like, Joe, and it's never right.
I think what's weird is when sometimes we take turns replying. So sometimes someone will say something to us, and we both reply with different answers, which contradict each other.
The rule tends to be if it's kind of depressing and sort of a window into a life that you wouldn't want to live, it's usually me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's sort of dark, if it's darkly sexual, it's probably Scott.
Probably.
And if it's both, it's one of us. There you go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keep talking.
Oh, it's beautiful.